Time 719, Triple Team Traffic, Friday morning. How's it look, Andy?
Well, it's looking, it's kind of weird. We've got rain and almost everywhere, but I'm looking at I-15 in Midvale, and it's kind of dry right there. Speeds are holding up a little better than I thought they would between Draper and downtown. You're still in the 15 to 20-minute travel time range, but it hasn't gone much beyond that. 215's West Belt, very wet. But the volumes have been light enough that we haven't seen any significant delay, although they do have some flashing lights over on California Avenue near 215 from an earlier power line falling. Eric?
An eastbound crash through the mountains on I-80 just before Parley Summit has been cleared, but the wet roads are still there, so you need to be careful. Down at the Kimball Junction exit to go to Park City, we've got signal problems, so you'll have to treat anything irregular as a four-way stop. Down in Utah County, still got wet roads, but pretty normal travel times from Provo up to Point of the Mountain, 20 minutes from University Avenue. Heather?
The delays are stacking up now on Parrish Lane in Centerville. This is heading westbound between 400 West and I-15. It's due to a crash blocking a couple of left-hand lanes. Everybody has to swing over onto the right shoulder to get past it, and that's what's causing the delays there. Once you're onto I-15, speeds have improved. The rain is not falling as hard, and that earlier crash in near Center Street in North Salt Lake is gone, so the congestion is clearing out there as well. This Friday at the Fort Union Deseret Book, meet Steve Young and get a signed copy of his new book, QB, My Life Behind the Spiral. Friday, 4 to 7, Fort Union Deseret Bookstore. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.